Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building a drum and bass groove that blends old-school swing with breakbeat-led movement, right inside Ableton Live 12. The goal is simple: make it feel like a broken, human, rolling D&B loop, but keep it tight enough to work in a modern club track. This style lives right in the heart of the drop, but it also works beautifully in intros, breakdowns, and second drop switch-ups. What makes it powerful is the balance. The drums breathe, the break adds motion, and the bass stays disciplined, so the whole thing still hits hard on a system. Why this works in D&B is because the snare gives the track authority, while the break layer gives you that jungle-inspired shuffle and momentum. If everything is too straight, the groove feels sterile. If everything is too loose, you lose punch. So we're aiming for that sweet spot where the loop feels alive, but still locked in. Start with a simple 2-bar foundation. Keep it basic at first. Put your kick on the main downbeats, your snare on 2 and 4, and add a hat or ride to hold the pulse. Then bring in one break sample or chopped break phrase on a separate track. In Ableton, you can do this with a drum rack, with simpler in slice mode, or just by placing the break on an audio track and editing it directly. For a beginner, the cleanest approach is often the simplest one. Build the spine first, then add movement. At around 170 to 174 BPM, keep the kick and snare strong and contrasting. Don't worry about making it fancy yet. The first job is getting that D&B skeleton to feel solid. Now comes the first big choice. Do you want straight pocket swing, or do you want break-derived swing? If you want a more modern roller feel, you can keep the drums pretty clean and add a light groove pull swing to the hats and percussion. But for this lesson, the more interesting move is to let the break itself create the swing. That gives you a more authentic old-school feel. Just make sure the kick and snare underneath stay dependable. What to listen for here is whether the groove leans forward without rushing. Does the off-grid motion feel alive, or does it just sound messy? That's the test. If the break sounds exciting on its own but weak in context, don't force it. The groove has to work with the bass and main drums together, not just solo. Next, chop the break into useful pieces instead of random fragments. You want the parts that actually help the groove, maybe the snare flam, a ghost note cluster, a short hat tail, or a little syncopated tick. Remove anything that fights the main backbeat. A good break layer should add push and texture without shrinking the snare. You can absolutely do this manually in Ableton. Duplicate the track if needed. Cut the audio, mute the bits you don't want, and keep the strongest moments. Less is usually more here. If the break is too busy, keep only the smallest pieces. A tiny hat flick or snare tail can do more for movement than a whole overloaded loop. From there, build the groove around the snare. The snare is the spine. Put your main snare on 2 and 4 first, then let the break decorate around it. Layer in quieter ghost hits before or after the main snare. Keep your hats or shakers moving, and use occasional break hits to fill the gaps between kick and snare. A really useful trick is to nudge some ghost notes slightly late for a lazier feel, and a few higher percussion hits slightly early for a bit of urgency. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to drag the beat off the grid. You're trying to create that human push-pull that old-school D&B and jungle are known for. What to listen for now is whether the groove feels like it's breathing. If the timing changes are too obvious, the beat starts to feel unstable. The best swing usually comes from the contrast between strong anchors and slightly bent supporting hits. Then shape the break so it supports the track instead of competing with it. Use a Q8 to cut low rumble, often somewhere below 120 to 180 Hz, depending on the sample. Add a touch of saturator if you want a bit more edge, maybe just a few dB of drive. If the tail is noisy and masking the main drums, use a gate or trim it manually. The break layer should be thinner than you think. Its job is movement, not subweight. A good starting chain is a Q8, then saturator, then maybe a compressor or a drum bus if the sample needs more glue or crack. Keep checking in context. Does the break still feel lively after cleanup? Does the snare stay sharp? Are the hats adding motion, or are they just fizzing on top? If you cut too much and the break loses its personality, put some texture back. Keep one gritty layer alive. Now build the bass line as a response, not a constant wall. This is where a lot of beginners go too far. Indeed, N.B., the bass should answer the drums, not fight them. A solid way to do this is with a sub layer and a mid layer. Keep the sub clean, simple, and mono. It should follow the root notes and stay planted. Then create a mid bass layer with a bit more attitude, like a reese, a growl, or a detuned tone. In Ableton Live 12, you can use Wavetable, Operator, or Analog for this. Add Saturator, EQ8, and Utility to keep things controlled. If you want a bit more animation, You can use auto filter and maybe a very light chorus ensemble on the mid layer only. Keep the phrasing short at first. Leave space for the snare. Don't fill every gap. A strong D&B bassline often feels heavy because it leaves room. If the bass is playing non-stop, it can flatten the whole groove. What to listen for is whether the bass is locking into the drum accents or stepping on them. If the kick and bass are clashing, shorten the bass envelope or reduce overlap. If the low end feels blurry, cut some low mid mud around 200 to 400 Hz on the bass or break. And to make sure the sub stays centered, monosafe low end is non-negotiable in this style. Now add movement with automation instead of overbuilding the patch. This is one of the cleanest ways to make the groove feel like it's evolving. You can open the filter a little at the end of bar 2, increase saturator drive for one phrase, dip the volume slightly before the snare for tension, or move the resonance just enough to add character. Keep those moves small. About 10 to 20% is often enough. The point is to make the loop breathe, not to turn it into a sound design demo. If the automation starts feeling too obvious, the dancefloor focus can disappear. A great beginner habit here is to stop and commit once the 2-bar loop already feels strong. Don't over-tweak it into dust. If it already makes your head nod, that's a good sign. Build on the vibe, not against it. Then check the whole thing together. Loop the drums and bass and listen in context. Does the snare still cut through? Does the break add shuffle without stealing focus? Does the bass hit the gaps between the drum accents? And in mono, does the kick still feel clear? If the low end gets blurry, reduce bass overlap with the kick, shorten the bass envelope, or clean out more mud. If your groove falls apart in mono, your movement is probably happening too low or too wide. Keep the sub centered, and let only the upper bass or break texture spread out. This is a really important D&B check. In stereo, the groove can feel wide and animated. In mono, it still needs to feel heavy, readable, and danceable. If it works in both, you're in a strong place. From there, turn the loop into something that feels like a track idea. Think in phrases. Maybe the first 8 bars introduce the break-led groove with a filtered bass. Then the next 8 bars open the bass and bring in stronger impact. Later, drop out one break element or mute the bass for a bar to create tension. Then bring it back with a variation. That phrase movement matters a lot in D&B. If every 8 bars feels identical, the tune stops going anywhere. Even one small change, like a snare pickup, a break stutter, or a new hat pattern, can keep the energy moving. At this point, make one clear creative choice: more break or more bass. More break gives you grime, movement, and jungle character. More bass gives you authority, weight, and club pressure. Usually you can't maximize both at once without clutter, so choose the main identity of the tune. If you're unsure, lean toward more bass in the drop and more break in the intro or switch up. That gives you contrast and keeps the main section useful on a system. A couple of extra tips before you finish. Treat the drum loop like a performance, not a static pattern. The best old school movement often comes from one solid anchor and a few controlled mistakes around it. Also, use the quick test of muting the break for one bar, then bringing it back. If the groove suddenly feels bigger when it returns, the break is doing real work. If nothing changes, it may just be noise. And don't over-edit ghost notes until they become obvious. The best ones are usually felt more than heard. If you can point to every single one instantly, they may already be too loud. So here's the recap. Start with a strong snare-led D&B foundation. Let the break bring movement and character, but keep the low end clean. Build the bass as a responsive, monosafe layer. Use small timing shifts, subtle automation, and phrase changes to make the loop breathe. In darker D&B, the goal is not just busy energy. It's heavy, rhythmic, and alive. Now take that 2-bar loop challenge and build it in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices. One break sample, one main bass sound, and one automation move. Keep it simple, keep it focused, and trust the groove. If your head nods, you're doing it right.